Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge with myself. I was going to say with thyself. With myself, Israel Ojozi. Sorry about the delay there. Mercury retrograde. Absolutely going nuts. Somebody sending me texts about they didn't get their reading. I'm not going to mention any names, but you know who you are. Welcome to the Luna Lounge show. This is a show which aims, what is going on here? I'm going to be telling you about my Mercury retrograde experiences, yeah? Just hold on tight. Anyhow, it's a show which aims to inform, share, enlighten, with a touch of entertainment, about the cosmos, about the planets, how it's having its profound effect, or how it's mirroring the profound effect of us human beings. Yeah, you laugh, Faye. Welcome to the show, Yvette. Welcome to the show, Faye. What was I going to do? I've lost my train of thought. I'm all over the place right now, I'm telling you. Mercury is, it's really retrograding in my 10th house. So it's like hitting me pretty bad. Like messing up business, man. But I'm having to go back over things as usual. Shout out to Sister Aura. Welcome to the show. it is what it is. Shout out to Jacqueline Witter. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. So I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment slightly. Let's see what the planets are holding for the new month coming. But we do know before we enter the month of April, yeah, big things about to happen. Eclipses and Neptune moon changing sign. We'll talk about that in a moment. Tarot card of the week. Competition time, of course. Exciting as usual. Yes, we do have a winner. Oh, God. Oh, the... Talk about competition. I'm telling you. The first five people who came in, or literally bang, 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 bang. But there can only be one winner. You know how it is. So I'll be reading out the messages later on. But we do have a winner. And I'll be posing another question for another £30, man. What else? What is the weather like where you are? Early this morning, it was nice and blue. All of a sudden, shadows are coming. It looks like it wants to rain. Yeah. Could never, could it? No, not in London, England. Surely not. It is what it is. Mercury retrograde. Well, I'll talk about that when we go to the thing. What is the news? What's been happening? What's been happening where you are? Let me know. Like I said, I told you, I've not been listening. Haven't had even no time to really listen to the news or what's going on. Is there anything popular? I take it's the same old, right? Yeah. Donald Trump, shout out, rest in peace. We lost George Foreman, two-time heavyweight world champion. Known for his famous fight with Muhammad Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle. It is what it is. He passed away, age 76. Then we had Colin Hart, boxing journalist, Hall of Famer, boxing journalist, Colin. He passed also as well. Then we had Bramble Johnson also passed away. Some of you may not know him, but yeah. One of the Caribbean islands, that's where he's originally from, also passed away as well. It's like, all these people passing away, what's going on? Well, it is a number 9 year. I did tell you that. It's about that, you know, 9 energies do kind of bring in those kind of experiences. But yeah, it is what it is. Life must go on. But yeah, shout out to them and their loved ones. May they journey well. Rest in peace to all of them. And to anybody else, anybody who may have lost loved ones in the recent past as well, we've got to also send our prayers and thoughts to you all. What else is happening? I've been bringing up the chart for the moment. Mercury retrograde is been licking my ass off. People, I'm not streaming, I repeat, I'm not streaming on Facebook. Why? Because my Facebook has been hacked. God damn it. And it's just interesting how everything is connected with everything else. And it's like, I don't want to swear, but yeah, they've messed up my business. Let's put it that way. They've messed up my business, man. So my Facebook has been hacked. Not only has it been hacked, because my Facebook, obviously, when I maybe make certain posts and pay for advertisement and all that kind of stuff, it's pay for advertisement. And what's actually happened is they've linked with my account and they've now started using my account to make payments. Bloody hell, man. So I've been on the phone all morning with my PayPal, trying to get hold of Facebook. Is I don't know why they have this Meta verified kind of thing, and they're useless. I'm stopping my payments with them, by the way, because they're absolutely useless. What's the point of having it? And you just, all you're doing is speaking to bots, and you're trying to alert them that, listen, things, if something dodgy is going on and stuff like that, it's crazy. Can you all hear me? Somebody's saying, has the show started? Yvette's saying, you sure it's not Facebook themselves doing it? Well, if it is, they're doing a good job. I don't know. But they messed up my business, like, big time. They're messing up my business big time, people. It's like, come on now. Costing me money. Angela, what's happening? You're saying, has the show started? What are you seeing? Yvette saying PayPal is a nightmare. I find it hard. No, PayPal's okay. Maybe because I've got a business. Because I've got PayPal business, you know, for the business people. Joking. But maybe because I've got PayPal. But it took me a while to kind of get to an agent on the phone, you know, music in the background and all that kind of palaver. They answered me. They're very good. I think it's because I've got PayPal business, because they're very like, oh, do you need any help? Do you need any help with thing and integrating this into your website? And I'm like, okay, no. I just need you to cut off this Meta business and all this money that's been coming from my account. And they're really smart. They started off with like £1, £2, then £5, then £10. And I kind of saw it. I didn't think nothing of it. At first, I was like, what's going on? And then it's up like £15, £20, £25, £30. Before you know it, they've gone with like £200 worth of stuff. Like, no. Listen, anyway, I'm getting my money back. Best be getting my money back. Meta need to sort that out, man. So I'm not on, some of you may be looking for me on, I bet you there are probably some people who are maybe looking, because some people do watch the show live where I'm streaming it on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. Facebook's account. And then I got some emails from a couple from clients, but then also from a friend who wanted me to do an astrology talk for his astrology organization. And he says, oh, you don't seem to be on Facebook. Your Facebook account's hacked or something funny is going on with it. And I'm like, oh my God. I hope they're not bloody doing that nonsense where they're emailing or sending texts with my account saying, oh, you know, send me money. I'm broke. I'm stranded somewhere in Thailand. I need like 500 quid. Please, no. But I know my friends are a lot more savvy, yeah? So if you're getting any, you know, saying send me some money, no. Unless you do have my real bank account, and then you can send me some money. Shout outs to Geraldine. How are you? Geraldine, tell me about it. It's been a real madness. Shout out to Pretty. How you doing, my dear? Shanti, am I pronouncing it correctly? Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. How you doing? Shout out to Abdul Grundy. You missed out the other day. I was giving you some gems and you'd gone. Yeah, you was in and out. But it is what it is. Shout out to what was that? Coca Electric. I like that. Coke Electric, some of these names, I tell you. Shout outs to you all. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, of course. Keep any questions coming. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment, so we'll be talking about that. Talking about the planetary alignments and what's going on there. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, Mercury retrograde is just being so. Oh, so Facebook's gone now for now. And somebody was telling me the other day, well, a few months back, they're saying you need to get a social media manager. And I was like, no, I don't need one of them. What do I need one of them for? They're going to be posting on my behalf. I post every day anyway. So, well, but I post regularly. Okay. But what you're going to be there? No, you need to get a social media manager and get it. And just as all this was happening, somebody linked and said, yeah, I'm a social. I'm like, oh my God, can we have a quick chat? And then I was telling him about it. And he goes, don't worry, we take care of all of that. I was like, oh, bloody hell. Maybe I need to get you guys to do it. So maybe I'm going to be getting one of these social media, I'm moving up in the world, people. Social media manager. Well, let's see. Let's see how that goes. They said they're confident that they can deal with all of that and stuff. And I'm just sick and tired of trying to. So Instagram is my only. So at the moment, I'm streaming on YouTube, of course, Instagram and LinkedIn. Yeah, I resurrected my LinkedIn account. It is what it is, man. Mercury retrograde for you. So it's almost like everything's on pause. It's a crazy one. how you doing, pretties? Send my love to your husband. Hope you're all good. But it's beginning to brighten up now. And so, and so you shout, be Israel, you're brilliant. What's that, Yvette? And so you should be Israel. Oh, you should be. Okay. And so you should be Israel. You're brilliant. Oh, thank you very much for the compliments, Yvette. I never know what to call you, Yvette, or should I just call you Capreme? Capreme, thank you very much. You are brilliant too. But yeah, it is what it is. And I was actually going to push an ad for the upcoming tarot. I think I'm just going to leave. Do you know what? I may just kind of just push it back a bit. I don't know. Maybe wait for the Mercury retrograde to be over or for to the following week, because they might have just messed up my business. Call me whatever. I'm both of them. Okay, I like that one. So that's what it is. So that's my rants here on Mercury retrograde, plus other stuff also as well, other miscellaneous stuff. It's just madness. The amount of times I'm just like, do you know how many companies I've emailed in the last thing? Refund my money. I've asked for a service and you haven't produced it. So give me back my money. So far, so good. They're all returning. I looked in my account this morning. I'm like, pay that money back and the rest. So, but there's still some that is supposedly on its way. Why is it when you're making a payment? This is going out to the, I don't know who this should be going out to, financial minister, perhaps. Why is it that when you're making a payment, it goes straight from your account? If it's a direct debit, straight from your account. You're paying by card or whatever, straight, immediately, seconds. When it's time for them to pay you back, it takes 3 to 5 working days, 5 to 10 working days. What's that about? That crap needs to stop. Yeah? Because the same way you took it out can be the same way it can go in. Don't tell me nonsense. A refund should be able to go straight back the same way it get taken out. That 3 to 5 working days. That's what you're using our money to make money. That's what it is. It's all in. Yeah, I know how you businesses work. Think I don't know you? Yeah. Today's a rant day. It is what it is. Shout out to Laura. So Jody's asking, where's Mercury retro in your chart? In my 10th house, of course. Where else would it be? Retrograding in my 10th house, so it's affecting my work. It's affecting my career, which is affecting my money. Tell you, yeah, so it's in my 10th house, that's where it's retrograding. So keep an eye out on where what house Mercury is retrograding in your chart. It's it is what it is. I don't know. Anyway, my daughter's friends bought a new car yesterday. Well, 3 years old, and someone crashed into the back of it yesterday, the same day. You could make this up if you tried, couldn't you? And that's a second-hand one. Yeah, yeah. Listen, man, it's. I bought a software the other. Oh my God, I can't even give it to tell. I don't. This is the thing. Astrologers should know better. Astrologers should know better. All I'm telling you, man, I bought a software. I'm telling you, I'm like, what the heck is this? Nah, this is it. This one there, I am not buying nothing apart from going to shop, buying my little food, Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde also as well. I think the both of them retrograding are impacting on each other. I ain't buying nothing to do with computers, electronics, whatever, software, taking out. No, stay away from that Mercury retrograde, man. That shit will get you killed, I'm telling you. Oh, for you, it's in the seventh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Relationships. Lots of people are having issues with this Mercury retrograde. Yeah, it is a big one. It is a big one, Geraldine. You're absolutely right. Something always comes up with a Mercury retrograde for me. There's always a something a little... You know what I'm trying to say? I've been wanting to even update my computer. And this is when the... Do you know what really gets me? What I've noticed is this is when I want to see something that, oh, yeah, I really need that. It's on sale or something like that. Oh, my God. I saw this gadget yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, this is so what I need. I need this. Can I buy it? You know, PayPal's put a freeze on my account because, you know, all this dodgy stuff which has been happening with Facebook and Meta, my ass. Yeah, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, can someone get Mark Zuckerberg on the phone? What are you worth? 10 billion? And what, you can't employ, what, I don't know, 100 people to be on the phone? How much are you paying them? £10 an hour? Just your interest alone. You know, you're supposed to be having people who can help people deal with their situation, especially if they're Meta verified. Yeah, I'm going to rant. Mercury and Aries. Yeah, it is what it is, man. Yeah, you can't make it up. There's no damage to her car, though, luckily. Okay, that's good. There's no damage to her car. In the middle of getting a new dryer from the insurance company. Jeez. Yeah, watch with that one. Amy, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Septic pump went out and the basement flooded with sewer water. Ew. Yeah. Keep them rolling, people. Keep them coming in. Keep your Mercury retrograde stories coming in. So, yeah. Venus equals money, exactly. Venus retrograde, and that's my ruling planet being a Libra and all. Venus is affecting my money. When's she going direct? April the 13th, something like that. Just holding tight onto my money, right? You know, because money's just vanishing out of my account. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, Geraldine, no, you don't need to tell me about that. No, I'm not upgrading the computer. Hell no. I so want to do it because I don't want to. And I was on thing yesterday and I saw this beautiful computer. One of the gamers, these gamers, they have these high spec computers. Like, it's just so what I need. Got the speed, got the RAM and all that lot. And mine, oh God, I'll tell you what. It's thing. It's actually upgraded. I just need to switch my drives. I'm currently running from a HDD, and I need to go to SSD. So it's I don't know. I so want to do it now because even the computer's been moving slow. It's been, I don't know. Mercury, man, what is this about? It is what it is. Yeah, Kapreem saying, and the smell problem is back. No way. Yeah. Sorry to hear about that, Amy. And Kapreem. Sorry to hear about this. I don't know. I think it's just issues that we've, I mean, they're okay, they're life issues. They're stuff that we've got to deal with in our day-to-day life, I guess. Jacqueline Witter, same with my computer on the go slow. I'm going to have to wait. Yeah, they're just reboot it. That's what I tend to do with mine. I've been having to just restart it again, and it starts a bit more fresher kind of thing. And then after a while, it's sort of like, it's like it slows down. I mean, all right, fair enough. I've got about, 45 pages open up simultaneously. But still, I've got a workhorse computer here. This computer's no joke. Like, I'm talking, I'm functioning with like 16 gig RAM and all that, all you name, 1 terabyte, all the space galore RAM for days. So yeah, we'll be looking at when the Mercury is going to be over. I think we've still got a few more weeks. But he goes direct before Venus does. Venus goes direct on the thing. Well, this month is near enough over, so we've got about another 2 weeks left. Give or take, and then we can start moving forward. But on that note, let's go to the chart of the time and let's see what's happening here. Shout out to, is it Dylan? Yes, Geraldine, you are bang on the money. Mercury is a cheeky trickster. That's his job, to play tricks. But you know, the deeper aspect is us. We're the ones playing tricks. It's us trying to get around aspects of the ego, and Mercury just saying, hey, you missed something right there. Go back and do it. So yeah. So I'm gonna go back, get a social media manager, get onto this thing, and oh god. It is what it is. Let's go to the chart of the moment. Let's see what the planets are at. What can we be looking forward to over the course? Well, of the next few days, it looks quite exciting. And let's have a glance of what April has got for us. Bear with me. I need to just take a drink of water. Yes, gotta hydrate. All about the hydration. Let me put this water back there. Okay, so Moon in Aquarius. Maybe that's why I'm ranting a bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm rebelling. Moon in Aquarius, right at the very end. We are at the age of Aquarius, aren't we? But yeah, Moon is in Aquarius, but she'll be leaving in about next 6-7 hours, 7-8 hours. Is she void yet? I think she may well be void. We've got a void moon, people. Okay. Right, we can see Venus here. Looks like she's getting ready to move into Pisces again, back into our dreamy Pisces, conjunct Neptune. What else is happening? We've still got the Mars Saturn trine, so a lot of energy going on there, so that's good. I like that. You know, it's making us plow through things. It's making us get things done. I am getting a lot of work done, by the way, I must say. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm plowing through, so I'm tapping into that Mars Saturn. It's a nice slow energy, but I'm just normally when I think, let's keep it going. It's a lot of stamina. Stay with it, power. So that's okay. What's happening tomorrow? Tomorrow, Venus is going to move into Pisces and going to conjunct Neptune. So we're going to be having an idealistic moment. We're going to be having a dreamy moment. We're going to tap into the realm of imagination, fantasy. Our ideals are going to be heightened. Venus conjunct Neptune. Our ideals in relationships, maybe even money, are going to be on the rise. People, over the course of the next couple of days, especially starting from tomorrow, be very mindful about your money. Be also very mindful about anything associated or connected with your relationship life. Venus is going to be conjunct Neptune, meaning things are not what you think they are. Neptune is a planet that moves, very elusive. So yeah, you want to be mindful with that one. Venus conjunct Neptune. So that's going to be over the course of the next few days. Up until the end of the month, we could say, even the beginning of next month. Yeah, okay, what else? Then we got the big one. On the 29th of March, we're going to have a new moon eclipse. It's going to be an eclipse in the sign of Aries. It's a new moon solar eclipse, meaning it's a time for newness. This is also going to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan for the Islamic people of the Islamic faith. So they're going to be celebrating. What's that? That's this Saturday. So by Sunday, when they can see that crescent moon, it'll be official. So probably on the 30th, the Ramadan will end. So shout outs to people of the Islamic faith and happy Eid and Ramadan. Have a good one. But this marks a very potent and important time. Why? Because it's in the sign of Aries, which is really about initiating. It's the start of that new beginning. It's kick-starting something. It's plowing something forward. But this is why I feel we're in a very, very interesting time, especially with these retrogrades. It's almost like something's telling us it's a new start, but before you start, go back a bit and finish things off and then come back again. So this is where we're getting it. I feel, even though this is going to be a kickstart, a nice kick energy starting for Aries, with the Aries energy, I think we're not going to start picking things up until about mid-April, when Mercury and Venus go direct, and then they're going to come back again into Aries also as well. And that's what we're getting here. But this marks a new month, a new lunar month, that is. But also even the solar month, near enough, because it's going to be on the 29th. And what, 2 days later, we'll be in the 1st of April, April Fools. It's going to be my niece's birthday on that day. Shout out to Natasha. So we got a new moon eclipse. So very powerful. So we know that eclipses, again, I'm always telling you, they work on a 19-year cycle. What was ending, what was beginning for you, what was being initiated for you 19 years ago? Well, I know what was happening for me. Oh, that's interesting. Well, so 19 years ago, also what was happening 9 years ago, 18 and a half, 19 years ago, 2006, around about this time, 2006, what was happening then? So we're looking at 2006, also 9 years ago. 9 years ago is what? We're in 2025, 2016, 2017, what was happening then? Because you're going to be getting an echo, right? And then what was happening 18 months ago? And then what was happening 9 months ago? It's all connected. So 18 and a half, 19 years ago, 2006, 18 months ago. 18 months ago is what? When would that bring us to? 18 months ago. What we're in now, we're in what, the third month. So we're talking like October 2023. Yeah, something around that. September, October 2023. Yeah, 18 months ago. And then 9 months ago. When was that? Yeah. 9 months ago? Yeah, 9 months ago. Something like that. What was happening around... No, was it 9 months ago? Yeah, September last year. Would it be 9 months? No, not 9 months. But around that time. You want to be looking what was happening in your life. What was ending? What was beginning? What did you start? What was initiated? Solar eclipse is plugging into that energy, right? And something new needs to be planted in your life. So it's a new beginning. It's a real potent. We have new moons every month, but a new moon in the sign of Aries is really like a special one. And not only is it a special one, it's an eclipse also as well. These things don't happen every month. So they've got an extra kick to it. So we want a new dynamic start. Booyah! What is it? New relationship, new job, new car, new money. What is it? New home, new traveling place. What is it? It could be a number of things. New project, new enterprise, new direction, new body, new health regime. The list is endless of what it could be. This is the time to plant that seed on the 29th of March. So keep a lookout for that. What else do we have happening? Venus will still be conjunct Neptune. On the 29th, 30th, Mercury is also going to move back into Pisces. So both Venus and Mercury move back into Pisces before the end of the month, before the month finishes. Okay, Coolio. What else is happening here? Blah, blah, blah. 31st, moon will be in Taurus, moon keeps plowing. Ah, that's the big one. On the 30th of March, people, we've got the planet Neptune moving into Aries. Hasn't been there in the last 165 years. There's nobody on this planet right now who was alive the last time Neptune was in the sign of Aries, 168 years ago. Whew. Now, this is a big one. All of the big planets, all of the generational planets, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, are all changing signs in the year 2025. This is why the year 2025 is very significant. This is why this year represents endings, shedding of the old, in with the new. Pluto's already made his move into Aquarius a few months ago. Neptune will be moving into Aries on the 30th of March. And I believe June, July or sometime, we've got Uranus going to be moving into Gemini. They are all switching signs, all of them. And these are generational planets. These are collective planets, meaning that they're going to be affecting the masses. We're going to be seeing big shifts over the course of the year. Big, big, big. Yeah, so watch out for that one. Geraldine saying, March is my Saturn return. No way! You're only 29 years old, Geraldine. Shout out to Susan. Welcome to the show. Am I correct in saying that you're only 29 years old? You're having your first Saturn return. 29, you look it. Happy Saturn return, I must say. Happy Saturn return. But they say the second Saturn return is easier, or the third, or whichever. The first one, I think it makes sense, because the first one, we get hit, don't we? We get hit by reality. Saturn hits the, it makes us like, hey, listen, man, you're an adult now, time to grow up. So we get hit with the reality of Saturn. But I think when it comes around the second one, then we're a bit more experienced. At least we should be. Happy Saturn return in advance. Well done. I'm sure you'll be fine. Yes, I know. Yeah, Saturn does. He is the stern master. He can bring some difficult tasks. And, you know, our sense of authority and structure can be questioned during this time. Yeah, it's... can't believe you're having your second Saturn return, Geraldine. Seriously, I can't quite fathom that for some reason. You don't you don't strike me as somebody's having their, you know, second Saturn return. Yeah, I don't know. I'll keep saying it. It's your first one. But yeah, Saturn return can be a time of duty, responsibility, structure, discipline, all of those things are come under the Saturn return that we tend to face. So yeah. she says another 29. Yeah, I can't, you just don't strike me as the type. I don't think so. But yeah. Saturn's a good planet, is necessary. The Saturn archetype is something that instills firmness and structure, and, you know, things that are rooted in reality and necessary for our life. So yeah, happy Saturn return with that one. But back again to Neptune in Aries. A big shift. And again, any planet which is going into Aries, again, first sign of the zodiac, there's always something new there. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think it's always interesting with on the world scene, on the mundane level, governments. I think it's also going to be very interesting in regards to mediums. Neptune is a mediumistic planet. So I think we're going to be looking at changes within the media, social media. Social media is going to take a change. I betcha. Go and write it down, people. I betcha, a new social media is coming on the scene. And it's probably going to take it by storm. It may rival the likes of Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or one of the existing social media platforms, you know, launches something new. But media, social media, I think we're going to see big changes. Fashion, we're going to be seeing big changes. Cinema, we're going to be seeing big changes. Spiritual or enlightenment, we're going to be seeing some real new dynamics. So big changes here with Neptune going into Aries. But let's watch this space. It's going to be there for a long time, good 16 years. So let's see how that plays out. So he moves into Aries on the 30th. On the 31st, last day of the month, anything happening? Not really. We're still having a sextile with Saturn and Uranus. It's quite good. Old meets the new meets the old. Using the old to uplift the new. Using the new to reconstruct the old. That is Uranus and Saturn. Saturn, Uranus. Father and son. Building. Getting things on. But they can also be a breakdown of the old. Uranus, Saturn. Or Saturn, Uranus. Uranus likes the fresh air, likes the new things. So it can be breaking down the edifice of Saturn. And then let's have a glance into the 1st of April. Well, one thing's for sure, on the 1st of April, the moon is going to be in Taurus. That could be a nice start to the month. I like that. I would say that. That's where my moon is. But yeah, so that could be, yeah, it could be cool. I'll take that. Shout out to Martina. How you doing? Welcome to the show. The Arts of Astrology. How you doing? I've seen you in a moment. How you been? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So, what is it I was saying? Where was I? Okay, 1st of April. April Fool's Day. My niece's birthday. So what is happening here? Is there anything? Is there anything out there? Nothing too interesting. 1st of April. Not too many aspects. We've still got the Saturn Uranus. We've still got the Mars trining Saturn. Yeah? It's closing the gap, Mars, as he's going forward. But there's not really any, you know, there's a loose sextile between Neptune and Pluto. But that's generational. Okay. When was the last time that they were conjunct? It's been a while. I think it was in the 1800s, weren't it? Late 1800s? 1880s? Something around there about? That was the last time there was a conjunction. So this is the sextile, which is happening with them two now. So that's quite interesting. So we may see some advancements in the area of technology, because the conjunction was in Gemini, which is about information. So I think that's going to be interesting. That's going to be the start of something big on the informational level, right? New information really being revealed, new technology, Neptune sextile Pluto. Yes, that's going to be an interesting one. So that could be the beginning of that. April 1st, what else we got? We got Sun at 12 degrees of Aries. Is he doing anything? No, he's coming up to make a sextile to Jupiter, but not quite. This is the 1st of April, 2nd of April, 3rd of April. Starting from the 3rd of April, we're going to have the Sun sextile Jupiter. Well, that's going to be a bit of an up-tempo, so that's quite good. I do like that. Good start to the beginning of the month of April. What else have we got here? Then we're going to get the perfected trine. So that happens from the 2nd of April. So on the 2nd of April, we've got the perfected trine, Mars trining Saturn, right? Mars trining Saturn, okay? So that's what that essentially is about. So that could be good, could be nice. Not too many squares going on, but okay, I'll take that. That's a nice one. Again, it's work. Great for work, great for projects, great for finishing off things. So, but starting from the 3rd, the Sun will start to sextile Jupiter. And on the 5th, 6th of April, that's when it's going to be perfected. On the 5th of April, we're going to have the Sun sextile Jupiter. That's going to be a bit of an uplift. So people might be having a good weekend that weekend, because that's actually on a Saturday. So, and it's going to be building up from the 4th of April. So 4th of April, 3rd, 4th of April, we're getting Sun sextile Jupiter. So that's going to be a bit of an uplift right there. That can be really on a bit of a positive note. So that's something to definitely watch out for. Also on the 5th, we've still got that trine still going ahead between Mars and Saturn, as Saturn is plowing his way through Pisces and Mars is plowing his way through Cancer. On the 6th, 7th of April, we've still got the Sun sextiling Jupiter. Going to sextile Jupiter until about the 9th, 10th of April. We're going to be having, I think probably on the 9th, 10th of April is where it finishes. The sextile between Sun and Jupiter. So there's an uplift there. I do like that one. However, the Sun then starts from about the 10th, starts to make a square to Saturn, to Mars. And that starts to close up. And on the 12th of April, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Libra. As the full moon is coming up, the Sun is also going to be square Mars also as well. So we've got a full moon in Libra, but it's also being squared by Mars, or it's squaring Mars. So there's going to be some tension within this full moon. It's a full moon and it's got a bit of energy about it. So watch out for arguments, watch out for disputes, watch out for debates. Watch out for debates that end up in disputes. Watch out for heavy heated debates, Libra. Heavy or aggressive, Mars. So yeah, do watch out for that. That's going to be on the 12th of April is where we're experiencing that. Also, this is where, let me just go a few days before. Let me announce on the 7th of April, Mercury is stationing to go direct. So by the 7th, 8th of April, Mercury would have gone direct. And then on the 12th of April, Venus stations to also go direct, go station direct on the 13th of April. On the 13th of April, by the 14th, Venus is also moving forward as well. But she will be in the clutches of Saturn. So watch out for the money. Money, money, money. In and around that time. Yeah. So, a quick glimpse into the month of April. Looking okay. Picks up. We've got a full moon in Libra. It's picking up Mars. It's a wet Mars, but nevertheless, it's Mars. And in April, we could say in the first 2 weeks of April, we're going to have Mercury going direct, and we're going to have Venus going direct also as well. Yippee. I think I'm going to leave it there. Looks all right. What else? Yeah, it is what it is. Hands of Stone Boxing. Welcome to the show. Hands of Stone. That's Roberto Duran, baby. Is Roberto Duran here live on my Instagram show? Shout outs to Roberto Duran. Get me back to my boxing days, man. You know, what a fighter. What a fighter. Yeah. You know, great stuff. Legend. But welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show, Hands of Stone. I've been missing all the texts here. What's happening here? Shout out to Trisha. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Just seeing Trisha Smith. Oh, it's been a while. Where you been? Amy said the Trump signal chat room added Jeffrey Goldberg somehow. What? The Trump signal chat room adding Jeffrey Goldberg somehow. What the heck's going on there? Yeah, Mercury retrograde. And isn't he a Gemini? He's ruled by Mercury. So it is what it is. I am Astrology Readings. How you doing? Hope you're well. What do you think about Mercury and Venus conjunct Neptune before Neptune leaves Pisces? I think that just pollutes things. As I was saying earlier on, I think the Venus, when Venus goes in, I mean, Venus goes into Pisces before the end of this month, in the next couple of days. And that brings grand illusions and, you know, things with Neptune, things are not what you think they are. Neptune is too fluid for that. And then you're going to have a Mercury retrograde in Pisces, where he's debilitated, and in fall, both, and then conjunct Neptune. I mean, how messy, how foggy could that be? You really want to learn how to go with the flow. It's about adapting, adaptations. It can cloud one's thinking collectively. You know, it's like a triple whammy. Mercury retrograde, Mercury in Pisces, Mercury conjunct Neptune. Really? Yeah. So it is. Things go smoother when we make friends with Saturn. Yes, that is true. I am astrology. That is true. Yeah. I agree. You got to make allegiance with the great uncle, Uncle Saturn. Uncle Saturn. We need discipline, Uncle Saturn. Saturn's all right. But nevertheless, I mean, Saturn's all right. He's necessary, of course. Of course. Can't rule him out. But he does bring some challenges and some tough experiences. But yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. But then Mercury and Venus will hit Neptune in Aries on the way back. Yes, they will come back and hit. And I think that's where we really start the beginning. So this is a period, people, although we're having this solar new moon eclipse in Aries, which is really about planting new seeds and initiating. And for that 2 weeks coming up to that full moon in Libra, we're having an initiating kind of energy going on. But the Mercury and Venus retrograde going back into Pisces is reminding us that basically it's take two steps forward, one step back. Or we could stay one step forward, two steps back. Take your pick. It's a combination of the two. Something's telling us new beginning. Initiate, look forward to a new, and then something's also telling us, hey, look back a bit, reflect back a bit. There's something you forgot, pick it up. So when Mercury and Venus come back and hit the Neptune, which will be sort of like what, mid, late, well, Mercury will kind of, will hit it first because he's at the end of thing, but let's say late April, they'll move back again into they'll move back into Aries, and then that's when, you know, the sun then, well, more than like, yeah, the sun then would have moved into Taurus by then, but nevertheless, the sun has offset. I mean, from the moment we had the spring equinox, the light of Aries has been switched on. But it's like, okay, we're going forward, but all right, hold on a minute, I just need to go back. And you know, you ever been going to, you know, going on a journey, get into the car, oh yeah, I forgot, I just need to go back and get my scarf, I need to go back and get my bag. That's what's happening here. That is what's happening here. So yeah, it is what it is, man. Anywho, end of. What time is it? You know all what time it is, right? It's competition time. People, I ask a question. Where's my phone? Let's get out the winners. I ask a question, and it's the first person who inboxes me the next week, Wednesday. So I'm going to ask a question today after I reveal the winner. I ask a question, and the first person who inboxes me the following week, Wednesday, midnight. So adjust your clocks for those of you who are outside of the UK. And the person gets £30. Last week, I asked the question, what planet rules rhubarb? Rhubarb. Anybody had any rhubarb crumble lately? It's been a while. I need to stay away from that stuff, man. Stay away from these sugars. It is what it is. Okay, so competition time. Let's announce the winners. Drum roll. I tell you what, it's been crazy. It's an interesting one. Like I said, the first five that came in on the midnight dot, like one after each other. But Amy actually won. Oh, Amy, you're 1 minute past midnight, Amy. It's all here, mate. It's all here. 1 minute past. So it is. I have a strange reason. For some reason, I think those two being retrograde starting at the degree of the eclipse is significant. Yeah. Dev, I spoke about that last week. Should have been here last week, man. We've done all that. Yeah, I mentioned all about that last week, about the eclipse degree being very significant. But let's see. And then they're going to come back and cross that degree also as well. So that degree actually is going to be a sensitive degree. That degree also was the same degree of where we had, I think it was the new moon eclipse that we had last year in October, the one in Libra last year. It was around that degree also as well. So that degree has become a very sensitive degree. Let's watch this space when those planets go back and cross over that as well. I think it'll be very interesting in a few years when Neptune crosses that degree, perhaps something will also, be a catalyst for something also as well. Yeah, I got here late. I'm across the pond. I hear that. No problem. We get quite a few people from across the pond. You're more than welcome. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Anywho, back to the competition. So I asked a question. The question I asked last week was, what planet rules rhubarb? Rhubarb. Does everybody know what rhubarb is? I'm sure you do. Being facetious, of course. And when was the last time you had some rhubarb crumble? Ain't had that in ages. Got to make some myself. Anywho. First person who actually emailed in was Kapreem, Yvette. But the answer was wrong. Yeah. Answer was wrong. After Yvette, it was Sura. I ain't seen you in a while. Sura, you got the answer correct. Two people got the answer correct. Sura and Christian, they got the answer correct. Banji, I tell you what, well, I don't know if you were listening, but Banji, I told you, I saw this brother, and I was late for class, I was trying a thing, but held up the brother. Shout out to Banji, was really great seeing you. Sorry, I couldn't spend more time, I had students waiting. I'm always in a rush, I'm rushing from one thing to another. No break. I don't know why all of you said, Yvette said Jupiter, Banji said Jupiter, Amy, you said Jupiter also as well. It's quite interesting, Amy, because you said that's my, I think it was Yvette. Yvette says, was toying with Mars. Yeah. But my Jupiter's my final answer. Yeah. When I saw that, I thought, no, you would have got it otherwise. But the answer is Mars. Mars is the planet that rules. So Sura, you've got £30 coming over to you. Well done as well, Christian. You came in second. All came in on the midnight. The first five, anyway, came in on the midnight. The planet that rules rhubarb is Mars. Mars. You know, it's to stuff that stuff down. I used to eat that like it was going out of fashion as a kid. Rhubarb's nice, man. And I'm not talking the crumble. I'm talking raw rhubarb, you know. I used to go into people in the garden and eat rhubarb. Could you imagine? Yeah. I used to live on a road where everyone was growing it in the gardens. And I used to pick a garden when I was coming home from school. Just rip off their rhubarb. Madness, man. Could you imagine? Couldn't make this stuff up, could you? A chapter in the life of Israel. It is what it is. Shout out to Thane. How you doing? Shout out to Vidya. Is it Vidya? Shout out to Trojan Pro. Mene Moose? Yeah. But yeah. Oh, Geraldine's asking why Mars? Yeah, that's a very interesting one. Well, it's got the reddish color. It's sour. Things that tend to be like sour are very often Mars ruled also as well. When you've got that sharpish, it's something to do with the sharp taste of it, the sourness of it. It tends to be a Mars ruled crop. So rhubarb comes under Mars, rhubarb, onions, garlic, things like that are they're Martian. And things that are hot, of course, peppers and all that kind of stuff. Ginger, turmeric, all that kind of stuff is very Mars. Florence is letting me know that rhubarb is my favorite. Yeah, it is. It is good. It is good. Kapreem saying, imagine that. I keep changing my first thought. Yeah. Normally, the first thought is the one. It's the one you got to trust. That one's coming from the heart. It's like, you know. It is what it is. I know. Okay, so question. I'm gonna pose a question right now, and the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, 12 midnight, will be the proud owner of £30. Send it over to your PayPal. Although I'm having problems with having problems with Meta, which has affected my PayPal. And, you know, she said to me that this is a common problem. This is actually a common problem. I didn't know. Oh, don't get me wrong. I didn't just think it was just me. But she said, yeah, it's quite popular because people connect their Facebook or their Meta, Facebook accounts to their PayPal to make payments for things and stuff like that. So if your Facebook gets hacked, it can affect your... Yeah, it's it's a mad one. So I've got to employ a social media manager. Getting big in the world. Let's see how that goes. What's it I was going to say? Question time. I'm going to ask a question. For those of you watching the screens, you can see that is the email address where you send the answer to. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. Do remember that this show is available. Yes, you can watch it. You know, for many people, they watch the repeat, don't they? You know, it's only some of you guys who've got the privilege or you've got the time to be able to watch me live that come live. But most people listen to the recording. This podcast is available on all podcast platforms. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts. Yeah, I'm available. The Lunar Lounge Podcast. Go look it up. So what is it I was going to say? That's the email. Mercury Retrograde has gotten me thinking all over the place. So I'm going to pose a question, and the first person who inboxes me next weekend. Look at me next weekend. Next week, Wednesday, 12 midnight. God, what's going on here? Faye saying, I'm at work watching. Yeah, don't let the boss catch you. your boss is probably watching it too. Or you can introduce your boss to it. Say, hey, look, yo, jump on. You know, get the work colleagues to get in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their friends, work colleagues, everybody. Or jump in, Lunar Lounge Podcast, man. Okay, so here is the question. Pay very close attention. This one is going to be a little bit tricky. What planet rules sheep? I repeat, what planet rules sheep? Sheep. You know what a sheep is. S-H-E-E-P, sheep. What planet rules sheep? That is the question for today. whoever inboxes me next week at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com, next week Wednesday, midnight, first person in will be the proud winner of £30. What planet rules sheep? Sheep. Right. Know your cattle. So it is what it is. So first person who inboxes me will get £30. Yeah, that is the competition time. Now, I have a few announcements to make. People. And I think it's part of this Mercury going through my 10th house and stuff. A little bit of a review about my courses, which I'm running. Prices are going up. Yeah, I said it. The prices are going up. So people, get with it while you can. Anywho, just to let you know that astrology courses are available, all levels. Although with my astrology courses, you do have to do the foundation fundamental. It's not just a way to kind of get more money out of you. You have to do it because there are certain things in place that you must know, and I need you to know that you know it, and you before you move on to the second. There's three modules. There's the foundation fundamental level. There's an intermediate level, and there's the advanced level also as well. So anybody who's willing to, if you know anybody who wants to know more about astrology, study astrology. Also as well, upon signing up, you kind of have a lifetime access to it as well. The recordings, classes, live weekly classes. There's going to be two live weekly classes. I think starting from next week, if not the week after, there's going to be two live classes every week. Yeah, there's no astrology platform doing that, baby. So you bring your questions, reading material, PDF books, all of that will all be supplied. All will be in your portal. You can learn at your own pace also as well. You've got video material that you can go through. There's also test quizzes. There's also mock tests for the exams, for when you want to take your exam to go for your certificate. Because yes, my courses are certified astrology classes right here at the Sacred Planets Academy. Tarot class has already started. I'm going to be doing tarot cards for intermediate over the course of the next couple of weeks. Do bear with me because of this thing with my Meta account and all that, but it's kind of messed things up, so I'm just having to push that back a bit. Other than that, it would have started actually this weekend, this Sunday. But the beginner's one is already on the way. Numerology class is already on the way, so people can't join that for now. But hopefully by May, I'll be looking to, again, bring in some more courses. I think in May, I'm going to be starting also a palmistry one again. So look out for that. Courses, all right here at the Sacred Planets Academy. If you're interested signing up, because the prices are going to be going up again, and there's some discounts going on. So if you want to also take advantage of some of the discounts, email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Sacredplanets@gmail.com. Some of you have already emailed me, so I will be getting back to you the curriculum, giving you the link if you want to sign up. And if you know anybody as well, yeah. And if you sign up three people, or if you recommend three people, kind of like affiliate marketing, you can get the course for free. How about that? That's another one that you get. And you could also make money. So if you've got a good, networking group, you can share your you can share it. You can have an affiliate link, and you will earn, for everybody who signs up, you earn a commission. So it's also it can be a way of making money through sales. So yeah, watch out for that. So that is that. What else? I think we're on to the tarot card of the week, aren't we? It's that time. So, got the cards here. Let's go. Let's see what's happening here. What's going to be the card for this week? Okay, just gonna thing, and let's give a cut. What we got here? Ooh, what do we have? We got the Prince of Cups. Ooh, well, well, well. A message of love on the way. Maybe it's going to be the Mercury or Venus going back into Pisces that's coming up here. We got the Prince of Cups that is presented. So this indicates that over the course of the next week, a messenger is coming. What? Can often be about love. Don't necessarily have to be. But it could be something nice. Something from the heart. Goodwill gestures. However, this card does warn about, now this is definitely connected to the Venus, Neptune conjunction for sure. Idealism, right? Be mindful about idealism. Over the course of the next week, make sure that whatever your ideas, your ideals, your fantasies, your imagination, wherever it's going, it's something which is rooted in reality. However, a message is being given to us, a message is being brought to us. It's likely going to be coming from an individual, maybe your partner, maybe a good friend, maybe a family member, a loved one, who's bringing a message of love, a message of support, a message of goodwill, gestures. That is what this card is about. It's good. We're moving. There can also be things connected with travel, movement. Watch it. It can also be a week that's quite sensitive. It's the Cups. It's connected with emotions and things of that nature. So we've got the Knight of Cups bringing us a wonderful and beautiful message. Means well, all well from the heart. However, keep your feet firmly on the ground. Don't run away with the fairies. Ground it. Can be very idealistic, bit of a dreamer. So we're going to be going into dream world over the course of the next week, which is definitely a Venus-Neptune conjunction kind of thing in Pisces. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that you can expect. So that's the Knight of Wands. Shout out to Gabrielle. Welcome to the show. Shout out to, was it Boudia? Boudia? Is it Boudia? I believe so. Shout out. Welcome to the show. Show is finishing though. What can I say? So that is the tarot card of the week. I will be back with you guys when? Next week. Same place, same time. Giving you the updates right here at the Lunar Land Show. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Faye's asking, is it a knight or prince? They're both the same. In some tarot cards, the prince and the knight, some tarot cards, they will say prince, some tarot cards. In my cosmic tarot, for example, they use prince. Yeah, he's a prince. But in the Morgan Grey, he's the knight also as well. So prince, knight, same things. Wands or hearts? You're confusing us. No, it was cups. It was the, what did I say? Oh my God, Mercury's got me. Do forgive me. It was the Knight of Cups. Sorry. It was the Knight of Cups. Do forgive me. What did I say? Please let me know. What did I say? Knowing me, I said wands, didn't I? Okay, no, it was the Knight of Cups. Knight of Cups, Knight of Cups, Knight of Cups. Just to clarify, Knight of Cups. I'm looking for it now in this tarot deck to see if I can find him here. When you're looking for a specific card, you never get it. Then all of a sudden it comes out when you're not looking. Where are you? Where are you? Knight of Cups, where are you? Show yourself. Prince of Cups. Yeah, it can be Prince of Cups or Knight of Cups. Either way, same thing. Same thing. It just depends on the deck. I'm just trying to find this one in my so the page. So this is the princess. This is from my thing. This is the Princess of Cups. but she's from the cosmic tarot, which would be equivalent to the page. So the princess is the page and the prince is the knight. So they cross over like that in many ways. Princess, yeah, I'm looking for this. Can't seem to find him. Where are you? Are you? Even though you get the gist of what I'm saying. I've got the Prince of Swords. I'm trying to get the Prince of Cups. I can't seem to find him. He's hiding. Got the Prince of Pentacles. Not looking for you. I want the Prince of Cups. I'm intrigued now. So I went through the thing. Where are you? Can't seem to find him. But yeah, Prince, that's like, yeah, Mercury's definitely got me. But I am intrigued now because I want to find where he is. Just hiding from me. What's going on here? Where you at? Another prince, but not the Prince of Cups. Got the Prince of Wands there. Okay. I'm not going to leave this. Got that Mars Saturn thing going on. Way, I've got ya. There we go. Prince of Cups. There we go. So he would be equivalent to the Knight of Cups. Same. There we go. That's the prince. You said Prince of Cups. Yeah. Then you changed it. Yeah. So Prince and Knight are the same. Just a Ken's Pitch tarot deck. So sometimes I use Prince. Sometimes I use Knight. But they are the same. So there we go. Anywho, listen, come to the end of the show, people. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Those of you who came in on the Instagram, shout out to Geraldine, Hands of Stone, Fane, Martina, all of you. Mason, all the way from New York, Pretty, shout outs to you and your wonderful husband. How you doing? Coco Electric. Yeah, shout out to every single one of you who joined me here. Gabriel, Buddha, Trojan, shout outs to you. Shout outs to everyone here. Faye, Florence, Kapreem, Yvette, Angela, all of you. And I Am Astrology Readings also as well. Amy, thank you. Trisha Smith, Jacqueline Witter, all the Jacquelines, any Jacquelines. Angela, got too many names to mention. It's like a shout out. It's like that kind of station. People, guys, do like, do comment. Nice comments, please. But do like, do subscribe, tell a friend. Let's keep the show going. And I will be with you some point next week. Same place, same time. You know how we do. And on that note, you know, when you hear the music. To the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
We'll be with you again next week, same place, same time. You've been listening to the Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel and Josie, and I am out.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.